Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's Midday Interview. Amanda Green is here. You know her as a writer for the Wilmington Star News, but you may also know her now associated with Wilmington Faith and Values, a non-sectarian religious news bureau, or religion news bureau, I should say. And she'll be telling us about that, but primarily she's here today to talk about a religious art walking tour downtown. So first of all, Amanda Green, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamila. It's great to be here.
Good. Remind our listeners that don't know what Wilmington Faith and Values is. What is that?
Okay. Wilmington Faith and Values is a non-sectarian, non-profit bureau of the Religion News Service. We are the second bureau in the nation. The first one is in Spokane, Washington, and the third one is in Columbia, Missouri. There will be five, one more in Toledo and one in Hartford right now. It's from a national grant that we got from the Lilly Endowment to expand faith coverage in mid-sized communities just like Wilmington. And that's what I do every day is I'm the news arm of Wilmington Faith and Values. And then there are 34 community writers in all different areas of faith represented here in the Port City, and we're still looking for more.
And it sounds like we have maybe not large contingents, but definitely Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Catholic, all the Protestant denominations you can count, Muslim, Mormon, Baha'i. Plus, let's not forget the humanists and the atheists, because they have values as well. They may not call them religious values or faith values, but they certainly are ethical values and moral values. And so they're all part of that picture as well.
Absolutely.
All right. And your job is to coordinate all these different writers and do some writing yourself?
Yes, I'm sort of the news reporting arm of it. And then my community writers, some of them do some reporting at events and that sort of thing. And then the majority of them write pieces that are directly from their faith backgrounds or their ethical views. And usually they're reacting to, say, something in the news that they have some knowledge about, or they're, you know, writing just personal pieces about how they react to a certain life situation from their faith view. So that's sort of where my writing come from on the site.
And for you, you're still writing for the Wilmington Star News?
You know, I'm employed by Religion News Writers Association and
right.
Religion News Service, but we have sister sites, which the Star News is a sister site, and actually WHQR is a sister site as well. So you'll hear me on WHQR, and then you'll read writings from Wilmington Faith and Values, myself, and then some of the other writers in the Star News as well.
Wonderful. Now, let's talk about the tour. This is a religious art walking tour downtown. It'll happen twice, this Sunday and next Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. And you'll start at St. Mary Catholic Church at 412 Ann Street. How did this idea come to you, and what is the idea behind it?
Actually, a lot of my best ideas come to me in the shower.
I
in church, actually. And this idea came to me actually in church, I think, was where this came from. But I think there's real beauty in our worship spaces, both downtown and all across the county. There's so many more beautiful worship spaces than I could possibly conclude in this very first walking tour. And eventually I do want to expand it around the city. But the basis for the walking tour is to showcase, you know, worship spaces that have beautiful and sometimes completely classic art, just within a tight sort of 3 to 4, 5 block walking mm-hmm. radius. I wanted to try it out for the first year and then expand.
Great.
And so we'll be starting at St. Mary, walking mm-hmm. to First Presbyterian Church, walking over to St. James Episcopal, walking up to Temple of Israel, walking over to First Baptist Church, and then up and ending at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church. The only church that we won't be able to physically get into is St. James Episcopal, because that church is going through a major renovation right now in its sanctuary, which is where the one piece that I want to talk about is. So, because I didn't want to leave that piece out, since we'll be walking by St. James, I'll be talking about, it's called the Ecce Homo.
And you'll have a photograph of that,
sure.
And you'll be able to talk
yes.
about it and
yeah.
promise them that if they come on another walking tour in the future, you will take them inside.
Yes,
right?
Yes. St. James does want to be involved.
That's great.
The next time.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Amanda Green of Wilmington Faith and Values. She's telling us about a religious art walking tour that will cover 6 different sites this Sunday and next Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. You can meet her at 3 o'clock at St. Mary Catholic Church at 412 Ann Street. Do people need reservations for for this, Amanda? Is that helpful?
It's helpful if they want to come to let me know if they want me to reserve so many tickets for them, and I'll have them there at the door at St. Mary before we go in. And if you want to come a little bit early, we're asking that tickets are $10 donations, but you know, it's a fundraiser for Wilmington Faith and Values, which is a nonprofit. And so that's sort of what that's all about. Yes, please give us a call, 910-520-3958. And
Say that again.
910-520-3958.
Okay.
And they can find out more information on WilmingtonFaves.com, WilmingtonFAVS.com.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the different venues and the art that you'll be talking about. How did you choose which churches and synagogues and temples to go to, and what will people see? Not the whole tour. We want to save something for people, but mention a few things that you're particularly excited about.
Excellent. Yes. Well, I chose the churches I did because of the ambulatory route. I wanted to keep the route very tight just for this first go. And so the churches that happen to be sort of in that circular route, the churches and Temple of Israel, which is our Jewish synagogue downtown. So basically, I chose them that way. Some of the art that we're going to be looking at, we're going to be looking at stained glass of all different periods, painting, some sculpture, some two-dimensional sculpture, and obviously some architecture as well.
And so,
there's at each spot, I want to give a bit of history about each church. It won't be an exhaustive history, but enough to give people a flavor of how old the church is and sort of some of where these works are coming from. Say, for instance, in St. Mary, we'll be looking at an interesting window there called the Church at Tara, and it was given by the Hibernian Society. And I thought that that window was most interesting because some of the early members of that church are Irish. And so, you know, it has a cultural flavor to it, and it has several different spiritual aspects that I wanted to point out. And in several instances, like St. Mary, like First Presbyterian, there's so much art. There's no way I could talk about it all.
I mean, even just the architecture of St. Mary is so spectacular. Those huge domes, you stand beneath them, and then you see all that intricate tile work, and you think, how does that stay up there and not fall down on the heads of people as we're in
we'll
there.
We'll definitely be talking about the domes as well.
Yeah.
Say, in First Presbyterian, it's all about the storytelling windows. Those windows are fascinating and full. I mean, they're just full of imagery to talk about. You know, at St. James, as I said, we'll be talking about the Ecce Homo, which is actually a Spanish war booty. It's a painting that was taken and given to the church by the state from a Spanish war vessel that was off the Brunswick County coast.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you'll learn more about that history on the tour.
Right.
And then at Temple of Israel, we'll be looking at some of their beautiful artifacts within the space, as well as the organ and some of the stained glass there.
I remember being at a memorial service at Temple of Israel and seeing the light that was colored by coming through the windows, splashing on the face of the rabbi as he was speaking. It was so beautiful in there. Very simple space, but profound atmosphere. And the colors of the stained glass really made it beautiful. And that's the oldest, the first Jewish congregation in the state of North Carolina.
First and oldest, yes, it is. And they've done a great job at, you know, keeping their space so well updated and that sort of thing. Yeah. And then at First Baptist, we'll be looking at the windows in the chapel, which were brought and created by Rowan LeCompte. He's a famous stained glass artist who used to live here in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And then at St. Paul's, we will be talking about a different type of stained glass that they have there. It's called opalescent glass and beautiful storytelling windows.
Mm, wonderful. Amanda Green, it sounds very interesting, and it's happening this Sunday from 3 to 5, and then next Sunday from 3 to 5, the Religious Art Walking Tour downtown. There may be other ones in the future that go a little bit farther afield, but this first one's kind of a circular walk within a pretty small area, and Amanda will lead that. You can meet her at St. Mary Catholic Church at 3 o'clock on Sunday. St. Mary Catholic Church, which is now a national shrine, is at 412 Ann Street, and if you want to make your reservations, you can go to WilmingtonFAVS.com and you'll find ticket information there. And also, if you would give the phone number one more time, that would be great, Amanda.
Yes, it's 910-520-3958.
But if you don't get a reservation ahead of time, it's all right to show up.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Amanda Green with Wilmington Faith and Values. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jamila.
This is WHQR.